Stephen Mayne. He was the man responsible, if you like, for the BHP Rio Tinto deal falling over.
Really?
Big news. Rio Tinto was really on the nose this morning. They reckon it's going to be off by a significant margin based on the fact that down 38% overnight on overseas exchanges. Stephen joins us and he's with the Mayne Report. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How did you stop BHP and the takeover of Rio Tinto?
Well, it wasn't just me, but I put a bit of pressure on by nominating for the board on a very specific platform that they stop this Rio Tinto bid and they find a new chairman to replace Don Argus, who, in my view, was embarking on a glorious empire-building frolic to round off his career. And the proxy votes have come in for my nomination, and I had 17% in favour, which was $7 billion worth of stock, which was much higher than I normally get when I run for board. So clearly, the BHP Billiton shareholders took the opportunity to vote in favour of me to register their protest to the BHP Billiton board that they didn't want this crazy takeover bid to proceed. So it was part of the pressure.
But why was it crazy, Stephen?
Well, why would you buy Rio Tinto when it's saddled with $80 billion Australian of debt in a credit-constrained world? And the share price movements in London last night just confirmed how stupid the deal was. Rio Tinto shares plunged by 36% and BHP Billiton shares soared by 7%. So the market is saying that this would have been a massive transfer of value of $20 to $30 billion of value from BHP shareholders to Rio Tinto shareholders.
Will BHP now be on a buying splurge because they've got a bit of money because they didn't use it to buy Rio Tinto? Would they be on the hunt for bargains at the present?
Well, they should be. There is an enormous amount of diamonds in the rubble sitting out there, and they've only got US$6 billion of debt. So they should be launching takeover bids, in my view, for businesses like Oz Minerals, other Australian companies that have been beaten up ridiculously. So rather than taking on the world's second biggest mining company and all the debt that comes with Rio Tinto, they should instead be using their balance sheet to pick up individual mines and smaller companies, because this is the greatest buying opportunity of all time.
Are you the new chairman of BHP?
Well, sadly not, but the current chairman, Don Argus, is up for election at the AGM tomorrow in Melbourne. He's been on the board for 11 years. He's 70 years old. My argument is that he's too old, too slow. It's ridiculous that $450 million of shareholders' funds were spent trying to do this takeover, which was a failed takeover, and they were going to spend $6 billion Australian dollars if the deal had been approved, just on advisors and the merger costs.
It was a lot of money.
Great free lunch for the investment banking community, and just outrageous. So I think thank goodness the deal's been stopped. Now we need some boardroom accountability at Rio Tinto, where they've taken on all this debt, which has just been a disaster, and at BHP, which was proposing to then take on all the Rio Tinto debt, which also would have been a big disaster.
Hey, Steve, for how many boards have you stood?
This will be 31, I think, tomorrow, but the 17% would have been my second highest vote in 5 years. So I usually average about, in recent years, I get about 6 or 7%. So to have 17% clearly suggests that the platform was appealing to the BHP shareholders.
Stephen, the Walkleys are on tomorrow night. Will you be reacquainting yourself with Glenn Mill?
Well, look, I'll be there. I don't think Glenn will be there. I don't think he's up for Walkley this year. So, I was looking for a couple of quiet beers at the Walkleys and hopefully not get pushed off the stage live on national television.
It was a nice piece on the Talking Heads a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, it was interesting process, that.
All right. Thanks for your time, Stephen.
Thanks, guys.
Stephen Mayne there from the Mayne Report. He's a little bit modest there. I think he had a bit more to do with it than what he was even telling us. 17 past 7.